WPHK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. July has been deadly so far. At least 21 people were killed in mass shootings across the country. One of them was in Philadelphia. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
Family members and community leaders gathered to mourn. 31-year-old Joseph Wama loved art.
I really love him. And the fact that you did this to us, like, for your own agenda, for your own reason, it's just really pissing me off.
The city of Philadelphia filed a lawsuit against some of the largest suppliers of ghost guns and ghost gun kits, which describes that type of untraceable weapon that the shooter was carrying.
A tragic end in the search for a 2-year-old girl from Lansing, Michigan. Police Chief Ellery Sosby says Winter Colesmith's body was found in Detroit.
Right now our hearts are with the family of Winter Colesmith. We saw a community show endless amount of support and assistance in help finding Winter, and now we need the same support and love for the family as they grieve.
The suspect is in custody. He is the former boyfriend of Smith's mother. Independence Day was hot. In fact, Tuesday set a new unofficial world record for the hottest day ever.
The global average temperature reached 62.9 degrees Fahrenheit, the latest in a series of climate change extremes that alarm but don't surprise scientists. John Foley is the executive director of Project Drawdown.
Over the decades, we're now kind of getting outside the realm of anything we've really seen before.
Foley says this year's natural El Nino warming of the Pacific will combine with human-caused climate change from the burning of coal, oil, and gas.
So it's kind of a 1-2 punch.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
New info about the man involved in the attack on the Capitol, who was also recently arrested near former President Obama's home in Washington. Our Scott McFarlane with details.
Prosecutors argued Toronto also made a threat to the office of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy late last month. In the current case, Toronto has not yet entered a plea, but he's back in court because prosecutors want him jailed until trial.
An Iowa man's about to set a world record. Aaron Bartholomew claims to have 70,000 wooden pencils. Does he have a favorite?
I don't know that you can pick a favorite when you've got 70,000 of something. It's just a neat way to kind of preserve the history.
The American Pencil Collector Society's counting them to see if he made it to the Guinness World Record book. JetBlue is picking Spirit over American. The airline won't appeal a judge's ruling against its partnership with American Airlines, effectively dropping the deal. JetBlue hopes that will convince the federal government to let it buy Spirit. A federal judge said the JetBlue-American deal violates antitrust law. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin DeVos and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.